call, bro.
Oh, hi, no, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good.
Good. You probably got the notification, but I'm just following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
Probably because I'm not sure which one you got, but I did my old card doesn't, so I had to replace it with a new card.
Oh, no wonder. Okay, that's probably why. I can update it for you. Do you have the new card on you now?
I'm thinking I'm gonna cancel just because, I mean, I'm not getting any action from Local Splash, so, it's not really paying for itself.
Okay, so in that case, I need to give you some options because if you recall in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 3rd, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $149 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But the good news is you're catching it in time because come September 3rd, that would reoccur to $298, and it would continue to do so until this settles.
Okay.
But question, since you said you're not getting any action, have you been on your dashboard to see the results that you have received by chance?
I haven't.
Oh, no wonder. Yeah, because this is showing me that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google. Let me just filter this out for all-time results. It's loading the results, so give me a second here. Okay, so it's saying that you've been found on the first page of Google 464 times, and you've had 131 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I'm thinking that you've gotten a ton of work out of this and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
Yeah, but I haven't gotten anything from here. Everything that I've gotten has been basically word of mouth. I believe I've only gotten maybe one job through Local Splash. That's actually been the job. In what I've been with you guys for like, I don't know, 2 years or
2 years. Yeah, 2 years.
something.
So, yeah, I'm shocked because with 131 Google actions, let's say that you can only close 10, or 1% or 10% of the people that call you, that should have been at least 13 jobs, So I'm really surprised because this is tracking, how many times that you were actually contacted, not word of mouth, but actually through the first page of Google. But question,
I think that the calls that you're talking about are calls that I get from like people that wanting to give me like a business loan or something like that. They find me on there and that's how they reach me. But it hasn't been an actual client. You get what I'm saying?
yes, I understand what you're saying, but I also see the 131 Google actions, so that's a lot of
Good.
activity. But let me ask you, it looks like your website is down right now. Did your domain expire or something, or?
I'm not sure.
Let me look in the notes and see. Because it looks like when you came on board, we were promoting your own site. Let's
Right.
see. I don't know why it's not coming up, but if you wanted us to build a new site, I could absolutely do that once the payment's up to speed. I don't know if you would be able to get your same domain, but if not, we could absolutely get you something close to it. You know what I mean? So rather than, let's see what it was before, the one that's not coming up. It was allprogeneralcontracting.com. So we could get you, allprogeneralcontracting.net or .org or general contracting CO for company or something like that. So we could get you something close to it if you, you know, wanted the website launched again, unless you want to use the same domain, and then you would just check with whoever, you know, you got it from and see why it came down, you know?
Yeah, because also I believe if they search for me, it's only in the Zilla area as a first person, but in the Yakima area, I'm not sure if I even pop up on there.
Oh, how far is Yakima from Zilla?
It's 30 miles.
30 minutes, okay. Yeah, usually when Google publishes a business online, it's set to the business address, which in your case is in Zilla. So if you want to get exposure in Yakima, and if the maps are not getting that type of a reach, sometimes they do, you know, because it's all based on population density, keyword popularity. So there's a lot of different factors. But if you're not getting the reach to Yakima, you could absolutely bundle this with some Google pay-per-click ads or some Facebook ads, and then that would help you kind of get the best of both worlds. You know what I mean? Because with those, we can target them wherever you like without having a business address there.
Yeah. And you guys would be able to get me exposed in Yakima, or how does that work?
So since the maps are set to your business address, there's no way to say that, oh, we could get you up in the maps in Yakima unless you had a business address there, right? So that's why some people will bundle our service with the Facebook ads or with the Google ads. Because let's say that, you know, I have a Beverly Hills type area and it's 30 minutes from me, and it's, I'm not getting that reach on the map, like is your situation, you want to target Yakima, right? Then you can, with the Google ads or the Facebook ads, you can run those wherever you like without having an address there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a pay-per-click campaign for both of those.
And that would be an extra charge?
Yeah, the minimum requirement for Google Ads is 300 monthly. The minimum requirement for Facebook Ads is 100 monthly. So we could bundle it together with your program, and for instance, rather than paying $149, you'd pay $249. But you know how when you do a search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Right.
Yep. So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we would make sure that if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer in Yakima and in the targeted areas that you select, every time they're searching for that, next time they go to your their Facebook news feed, there will be an ad for All Pro General Contracting coming up.
Yeah.
That's something designed to bring.
The other thing I noticed is that when they search, like let's say in my area, when they search for general contractors, they have to basically type in my name to find me, or what does, like, I want them to be able to be like, oh, contractors or general contractors, and for me to pop up on there. Not necessarily type my name, because they, you know, people don't know about me unless they see my
name.
You get what I'm saying?
On your account, it's saying that you are optimized for remodeling contractor, remodeler, kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling, home remodeling, house remodeling. There's about 15 different keywords. So what I could do, if you're not coming up under those and you're just coming up when people type in your name exactly, is I can, once the payment gets up to speed, have the technicians do a complete performance check on your account. And if there's any updates that would improve your performance, we would have them perform those for you behind the scenes. So that would definitely help you. Another thing that helps is, you know, kind of spiderweb out into more keywords and more areas is to work on getting some more five-star reviews on your Google listing. So you're doing excellent in that department. You already have a five-star rating with five-star reviews, but nothing fresh posted for the last 6 months. And sometimes that will affect your results, because if there's companies up there that are having a lot of fresh stuff being posted about them consistently, and then you have an old rating from all from a year ago, but there's one from 6 months ago, then sometimes that will affect your conversion. So I can definitely send you a review generator email, and it will help you get some more fresh reviews here and there. And I think that that, along with the performance update that my technicians would perform, would be making a huge difference in your results.
Yeah, because also I do new construction and additions as well. And when they type in that, I don't pop up.
Yeah, I saw that in your keywords. Let me go back. I didn't read them all, but I saw, let me look at them again. I saw, new home builder, home renovations, house renovations, room additions. Yeah, there it is. Home additions. Okay. Yeah, basement remodeling, hardwood flooring, house remodeling. So yeah, there's a bunch of different keywords here. And like I said, I would have them perform all those updates for you. You know, and that would help you tremendously.
Okay. I guess I'll, if you guys optimize and refresh everything, make sure I get more traction, I'll, you know, try you guys for another couple months, see what happens.
Yeah, and then also to get the site up and running again, because I don't know how long that's been down for. I just went on your Google listing right now, and when I clicked on it, it says it's down. So I'll
I got to check, because I believe it's a yearly thing that I pay for myname.com.
Maybe it just needs to be renewed.
Right.
Got it. Okay. Well, I'll send you the review generator email, and I'll have the technicians grab a new site with a new domain in the meantime. And then once you get your domain straightened out, just call us and the site will go back up on the domain that you had before. Okay. So this will just be kind of like a temporary thing so that people aren't accessing a site that's down in the meantime. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
I'm driving right now. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, ready?
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you were safe enough to do it, but go ahead, I'm ready.
It's 5480.
Okay.
626 0020 9801.
Okay, expiration?
0628.
And the code?
405.
And for this card, is it still the 609 North 8th Street for the billing address?
Yes.
It is. Okay, perfect. So I will get your authorization and you'll be good to go there. And then I already sent you that review generator email. So it's pretty self-explanatory, but of course, if you have any questions on it, feel free to call us, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're all good to go. And go ahead. You had another question?
And so you guys are going to get on the whole generating deal right now, or?
Yeah, I'm going to have them do that performance check right now. I'm sending them a message as soon as we get off the phone to do that. And then as far as launching the website again, do you want me to hold off on the new domain and maybe just call you back in a couple of hours and see if you can get it back, or should we just start with the alternate in the meantime?
If you could call me back in a few hours, that way I could do it on my computer and see if I could renew it.
Perfect. Okay. You got it. If you can renew it, that would be best case scenario. And then we could put the site right back up there on it. So I'll call you back in a couple of hours. And if you hit any type of hiccups where they lost the domain or something and you can't get it, then don't worry. We'll just get an alternate one for you at that point. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Have a really great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you in a couple of hours.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.